Is the left being unfair to Sarah Palin? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Most people do not really believe Sarah Palin's map with the crosshairs on congressional districts had anything to do with what happened in Tucson. Even people with a visceral dislike for her have to admit that, from what we know, the motivating factor here was some kind of mental delusion. And if it was focused on politics, it was a truly weird politics, which can't be defined as coming from the left or the right. From Mars, maybe, but in any case, it wasn't Sarah's crosshairs. I don't know that I'd call it a blood libel, but it is unfair. However, the fact that Palin was unfairly associated with what happened, that should not be a surprise, especially to Sarah Palin. A listener forwarded me a tweet, which goes as follows, quote, "So Palin and crew are feeling unjustly blamed for the actions of an extremist. Maybe they can ask Muslims for advice on how to deal with that." Remember the so-called Ground Zero Mosque in New York City? It isn't at Ground Zero. It is not just a mosque. And the group that wants to build it is in open defiance of Al-Qaeda. And yet, who was it who asked peace-seeking Muslims to understand America's sensitivities? It was Sarah Palin, who tweeted, quote, "Peace-seeking Muslims, please understand, Ground Zero Mosque is unnecessary provocation. It stabs hearts. Please reject it in the interest of healing." Well, now, there are peace-seeking Americans asking Sarah Palin to drop her gun rhetoric. Not because it had any direct role in that terrible attack in Tucson, but perhaps because they believe, in light of what happened, it stabs hearts. Now this. This is Dave Ross, on the web at daveross.com.